This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we got plenty of time left in the show. We've got a couple hours left. So give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, I do believe Cindy is still on the line with us. So, Cindy...
I usually grow plants outside. I have a better luck than inside. Should I try to experiment with planting seeds? I would normally get starter plants, but I don't have a vehicle now. And so it's not easy for me to go with a... starter plants are to try to see if I can grow some inside.
Well, yeah, so, you know, starting inside would be great to do.
Uh-huh.
It's another thing to be excited about indoors, right? Seeing that new growth happen early in the season, because a lot of times, depending upon what you're growing, they'll want you to start end of February, beginning of March.
Okay.
And so, you know, when things aren't really growing outside, you're already starting to grow inside. So I see no problem doing that. Some of the, there are more and more websites out there.
I had a laptop, I don't. And
okay.
I only listen to you for a couple hours on the radio, unless you have another radio station I can zoom in on.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so I was gonna suggest a lot of websites now will actually sell already grown plants, so that it's easier to get, and they can actually ship to you. I know I see, you know, they're at the Burpee website that I talk about. They actually sell some plants that are already started, so it's a little bit easier instead of just getting the seeds and hoping for the best, right?
Right.
So that's what I was going to suggest, but I get it. But seeds would be definitely the way to start. You know,
to keep it moist inside. In other words, the plants, the soil being moist so that they grow, but not overwater them. Or
exactly. You know, we don't want to go too much, but at the same time, they're going to want some to continue growing for that season that you're looking for. So, definitely keep them watered, taken care of. But it's just, you know, the sunlight's a huge thing, right? Sunlight and making sure that it gets that right watering that you're looking for. So I think starting inside is definitely a good thing to do.
The front windows I have are direct sunlight, but it's over a heater, so I have to keep it away from that. I can keep the the shades open in order for the heat to come in and so forth. In the back area, it's more like a shaded area. But, yeah, I suppose I should try seeing if I can do it inside and work from there.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. You know, the other thing you could look at getting is like a grow light. It doesn't have to be a very, you know, expensive grow light, something that's just going to produce a little bit more light. Like you're saying, you have that shade area that doesn't, it's one of the things is it's away from the heat source, right? So that's right. That's one of the big differences. And so I would suggest, you know, maybe looking into a grow light or something like that if that's where you want to grow. But again, that's, you know, that's one of the things. The sky's really the limit when it comes to growing indoors, trying out some different things and seeing what you can do to, you know, try and be successful that way. So I definitely, I would definitely try and start indoors and see what you can come up with and what you can grow, because that's part of the fun.
Yeah, yeah. Until the libraries open up, I can't use their computers or anything, but I just try to inquire and stuff like that. And I look forward to doing it this coming season.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Well, good luck, Cindy. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, definitely time to start thinking about it. I know I've, you know, mentioned it multiple times, but, you know, Cindy talking about getting started and thinking about going indoors. I mean, it's perfect time to be doing that. Getting going, at least, you know, preparing what you'd like to do for, this next season. You know, may it be going on a website, maybe going, to the library to, get some more information. Really, you know, sky's the limit on what you can do, but I definitely think it is time to get ready, start thinking ahead, planning out that garden. Do something that you haven't done before when it comes to growing, right? Something a little bit different than, you know, just buying the plants and starting that way. Try getting something out there and seeing what you can do to make it make yourself be successful. So if you have some questions, you want help being successful with that, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time to answer some of those questions. You know, some of those websites, you know, I did talk about Burpee. .com, but you know, if you're looking for some information on some seeds, Botanical Interests, I was talking about that earlier, Botanical Interests with an S .com is the website, and some good information on there, a bunch of different articles, they have a blog there, so you could be taking a look at their website to get some more information. And try to, you know, get ahead of this year. Try to think of some things other than what's going on outside in the world. We got, you know, pandemics. We got other things to worry about. And I'd love to just be thinking spring, thinking about the nice flowers that we can be planting this season, the garden that we can do, the lawn that we can rejuvenate. Those types of things to enjoy versus, you know, taking a step into the real world right now. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol is in Maynard.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I do have a question on bulbs, which
okay.
I purchased. and they never got into the ground this past fall. How do I protect them, or how do I take care of them so that I can use them next year?
Well, so you could, you still would have a shot at using some of them now, just not putting them in the ground. What I would look to be thinking about doing is maybe putting them into some soil and putting them like a potting soil into, you know, a container. Keeping them in like a cool area, maybe like a garage or something along those lines, to, you know, maybe get them ready for spring the same way. They're looking for an overwintering process, right? They're looking for that cold, dormant period. And that's all you're doing as long as they're, you know, still viable, which they should be. So I would look at putting them in some containers, in some soil, you know, not down, you know, doing the same depth that you normally would if it was outside.
About an inch down?
Yeah, just covering the top of it so that they are covered. And then from there, you know, putting them in a cool area, an area like a garage or something along those lines. But you could definitely use them. I see no problem working with them at this point. You just got to, you know, keep on them and just pay attention to make sure they're not, rotted or soft or something along those lines.
Right. And do I water them or just...
So you would water them at first and then let them go. And just do their thing for the winter.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Have a great one.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission. To hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months. 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Laura's in New Hampshire.
Laura, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi there. I just wanted to say that you were talking about starting plants from seeds, and that's the only way I grow. And I habitually harvest between 600 and 1,000 tomatoes from my garden. So I wanted, you were talking to another woman. I don't know what state she's in, but I'm not sure it matters. I don't think the warmer room will hurt. You want a warm area to start new seeds in. I actually, some people use seed heaters under the planting devices to make the seeds warmer. You must be aware of that.
Yes.
Yes. Well, so I don't think the too warm room will ever be an issue. A too cold room will be. And she definitely is going to need planting lights to do this very successfully. Sometimes the window does get enough sunlight to let her do the seeds, but usually it doesn't. Usually you do need a light of some sort, a grow light. And as for moisturizing, they need to be sprayed daily until they sprout. They absolutely must be sprayed daily till they sprout. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. And there's no greater satisfaction than having these plants producing these massive fruits that you grew organically from seed, from heirloom organic seed. No chemicals involved. I mean, it's just the best way to go. There's just nothing better.
Definitely, one of the things I believe was one of the just concerns that I believe it was with Carol or Cindy here, was more of just, do they have, with the amount of heat that is there, are they going to have problems with the watering, that type of thing? And that's why some of the thought process was to keep it away from the direct heat. But I'm there 100% with you. They sell heaters that go under the roots, under the pot, or the grow mat, whichever you're using.
Yeah, and I mean, why would she be concerned about that at that stage?
Well, that, everybody's got some...
I don't understand. Am I missing something? Maybe I'm missing.
Well, it just could be that maybe she just doesn't have enough time to do it and just doesn't always remember. So those are some of the things that we take into consideration. When you're starting something for the first time and you've never been successful, everything kind of seems a little bit too much. So you get a little bit nervous with what you're trying to do.
Yes, it does.
Completely understand, especially if you're trying to do this and be successful. You don't want to, you want to have that success. So,
So then what she wants is a warm room with sufficient light. And I don't care how, I do a lot of plants. She doesn't have to. She can do whatever is suitable for her.
Mm.
But they need a lot of lights, grow lights. They need warmth and they need water. And it's particularly important during the first 2 weeks before they, finally yield a little leaf or whatever, that she go in and spray them. They have to be sprayed just about daily. Just sprayed. Just moisturize them. And, that's going to have a huge effect, and it doesn't hurt to talk to them, too. I do that as well. And if you can nurture those seeds into little plants, well, you're practically guaranteed that you're going to have a success with it. The other thing she needs to know is that when you start a seed inside, she's never done this, they not only need to grow light, but they need a low fan on them throughout most of their growing inside. That fan is vital. It reproduces wind.
Sorry to cut you off. I'm hitting the breaker.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The foreign ministers of Australia, the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada have expressed serious concern about the arrests of 55 democracy activists and supporters in Hong Kong last week. In a joint statement on Sunday, the four foreign ministers called on China to respect the freedoms of the people in the semi-autonomous territory. A breakdown in Pakistan's national power grid plunged the country of 212 million people into darkness on Saturday night. President Trump announced Friday he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. If he follows through, Trump will become the fourth president to boycott his successor's regularly scheduled inauguration. John Adams didn't attend Thomas Jefferson's inauguration in 1801. John Quincy Adams didn't attend Andrew Jackson's inauguration in 1829. Andrew Johnson didn't attend Ulysses S. Grant's inauguration in 1869. USA Radio News. Will lawmakers attempt to impeach President Trump?
House Democrats say they'll bring an article of impeachment against President Trump to the floor of the House of Representatives as soon as Monday. The article being circulated accused the president of fomenting the unrest that led to Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building. More than 180 representatives, all of them Democrats, have signed on in support. Senator Pat Toomey doesn't see a reason to proceed with the impeachment process. The Pennsylvania Republican tells Fox News that while he thinks the president's behavior warrants the effort, an impeachment wouldn't be prudent.
I have to say, I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway. So I'm not clear that's the best path forward.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Laura, and the break came up onto us real quick. I apologize. You were discussing the use of fans, and it is very important on the growing process. So I appreciate you bringing.
And you cannot emphasize that enough, especially if you have a new person, a new grower who's trying to grow from seed. The fans are an important, once you have a plant that looks viable, a plant that is at least an inch above the ground, you have to begin gently fanning that plant to develop its skills to survive wind outdoors. And another thing you did not touch on with her is the hardening process, which is, I don't know what state you're in. I don't know what state she's in. But the plant, when it goes outdoors, can be quite shocked by the outdoor environment. And I'm in New England, so we have a thing called hardening here where your plant must go out in a somewhat protected environment for 5 to 6 days before planting and be exposed to normal sunlight, winds, and whatever. And then many people bring it in. I don't. I have a protected deck that I use. But the plant gets what they call hardened, and then it can be planted in the ground. I think so many gardeners give up because they're unable to manage this part. It's not complicated, but there are steps you have to follow. So that's all I wanted to say. Thanks for having me back after the break, and I wish you the best of luck.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Laura. And we are in New England, both Cindy and Carol. I can't remember which one, are both in New England. I'm here in Lowell, Massachusetts, so we definitely...
Oh, you're in New England, too, then. Yeah.
Definitely understand the hardening off process.
Important. Yeah.
It is definitely...
But she wouldn't if she didn't grow anything from seed before. That's the thing. There's so many little tiny things, like the fans, like the grow lights, you know, that are important. And I'm telling you, there's no thrill like harvesting 1,000 tomatoes from your own plants. You grew from seed, and you're going, oh, my God. You know, it's just wonderful, and the flavor. All right, bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, Laura.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, Laura is right. There's so many intricate details. But getting started in the garden with some seeds, there's so many different things to be looking at. But just getting to that level of wanting to start, is a fun part. You know, there are some intricate details that some will do, some won't. You know, the grow lights are definitely, in my opinion, one of the most important, things there. But you know, when somebody has different conditions in the house, they can be fixed by that grow light, by heat sources. As was mentioned, the heat mats that go under some of the growing plants. But you know, those are important. Again, that hardening off is just like what we've talked about when it comes to your house plants, getting those outdoors in the spring. We're doing the same thing. Just think of, you know, your vegetables or your perennials or your herbs as a little bit younger, right? There obviously are. Your house plants have been growing for a while, but just think of them, you know, almost think about it as bringing a baby outside, right? One of the things that they make you do before you leave is leave a hospital, right, with a baby and learn certain things. And one of the things that they tell you there is, you know, putting one more layer on that baby than you would put on yourself, right? So, you know, almost think that same way when it comes to your plants, you know, giving them a little bit more time to acclimate than plants that you've had around. So newer plants, give them a little bit more time. And, you know, I tend to bring them out during the day, and when it starts to get colder at night, bring them in and slowly leave them out later. So everybody has a different process. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, thanks. I'm so glad you're still on the air, and I used to listen to your father on Sunday morning.
Great. I'm glad we could be here to help you out with any of the gardening questions out there. So,
I want to know what to feed my rhododendrons when it gets a lot warmer, obviously, as far as keeping bugs off the leaves. They seem to chew on my rhododendron leaves.
Okay, now, so as far as fertilizer, the fertilizer that I like to use for all rhododendrons or anything evergreen would be Holytone. I like to use that in the spring. It's a granular form that I'd be adding to the soil. So basically, however wide the rhododendron is, you would be putting it in the soil below the width of the rhododendron, not close to the trunk, but further out, because that's where the feeder roots are. So you'd be using that. Now, as far as the insects that are chewing on the rhododendrons, are they poking holes in the center, or are they eating from the outside in?
I think both.
Okay. One that I would be thinking of using for like a systemic insect control for the rhododendron would be using like an annual tree and shrub. You might see some of like the different beetles or weevils. You know, weevils are one that hit rhododendrons a bunch. For any internal insects like borers or miners. But the weevil is one that hits a rhododendron a bunch, and those would be the ones that are chewing on the outside. What I would like to see you do is use a product called Annual Tree and Shrub. Right, you can get that from Bonide. They have it's a liquid form. It's not one that you would spray on the plant. It's one that you would water into the plant. Right, so you would mix it in a watering can and then pour it at the base of the tree. Okay, so that's where that one you'd be putting right next to the trunk when you're watering it in. So you'd be looking to, I'm trying to see how much it's. I'm looking at the product at the same time. So it depends on how wide the diameter of the shrub is. So we're looking at that soil drench. So what we're looking at is the trunk, right? The main trunk of the rhododendron, however wide it is. So say it's 2 inches wide, just as an example. You would use 8 fluid ounces. Per 1 gallon of water. What it does is it goes into the soil, goes into the roots absorb it, and then it goes into the plant. It translocates through the plant. So when an insect chews on it, it will actually, kill them. They won't be able to survive or recolonize or do any of those things when it's on the plant. So it's almost like a 1-2 punch here. You're fertilizing in the spring with the holly tone, and then in the spring when you're starting to see the ground has thawed enough and you're seeing a little bit of growth happen on the rhododendrons or any of the plants in the area, you know, when you're seeing leaves form or flowers start to form, that means the ground is dry enough or, thawed enough for it to absorb into the plant. You also want to make sure when you use this product, you do not irrigate afterwards, maybe basically for like 24 hours. What you could be doing is if you're irrigating is you're washing the solution out and not allowing it to move the way it needs to. So if you have an area where you're using irrigation, you want to wait 24 hours before you use it. So that's definitely part of it. But this product is an annual tree and shrub by Bonide. It's a systemic insect control. And I would use that for some of those, the weevils and beetles and whatnot that are chewing on the rhododendrons themselves.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Is it too late to cut down the sea roses?
I wouldn't do it myself at this point, just because of the cold weather in the forecast. I was talking about this earlier, but it's a couple hours ago at this point. I look at the weather a lot, and there's some things out there that if you follow certain weather people, weather apps and whatnot are saying in about 2 weeks we could have a drastic change and actually have a winter soon.
Wow.
So I'd be nervous to do anything along those lines because they'll be weak when you prune them. And with that cold front and the snow coming, it could affect them long term. Now, if that wasn't the case and we were looking at the normal temperatures, 40s and high 30s, it might be okay. But I just, knowing what could be in the foreseeable future, I kind of get nervous to do that. Pruning-wise, any pruning, I might be looking at some of my trees or bigger shrubs at this point to thin out. I wouldn't be looking at some of the shrubs or roses that have less of a woody structure to them or a bigger structure. So I would wait personally until it's warm enough.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please stay on the air.
We will, we'll do everything we can. If you can't hear us, the whole time we are, if you go to our website at paulparent.com, you can actually listen live. We're on from 6 to 10, so we got plenty of time. So definitely, if you can't get us on air, we're on our website at paulparent.com.
That's good to know. I think you leave us here at maybe 9 o'clock.
Yeah, some of the – so I have a bunch of different stations throughout the country, and some I'll leave at 9, then I'll leave at 9:30. But I'm definitely on from 6 to 10, so if you're by a you know, by a computer or a phone with an app, you can open us up at paulparent.com. There's a spot right there that says Listen Live, and we'll be on 6 to 10 every Sunday.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
All right, John, have a great rest of your day.
Do the same, and I appreciate your advice. I'll be back.
Great. Thanks, John. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I was talking with John, we definitely go on our website, find out, you know, where you can listen to us. You can also put on there, you know, you can listen live. You can get to our newsletter. You can email us if you have some questions, those types of things. So there's still plenty of time to be looking at that. We have plenty of ways to get to you. To listen to, so definitely look at a few of those things, and we'll be there to help you out. Got about another hour left in the show, and we're thinking spring, right? We're getting ready for 2021 spring and enjoying our time there. You know, we're gonna reset and forget some things that have been going on. I know. On our seventh day, a lot of us were looking at that 7-day free trial of 2021 and wanting to return it. So I'm one of those. Let's start over though, and let's think spring. Let's be thinking about, you know, what we're gonna do with the lawn, what we're gonna do with the garden. You know, lawn. I love to think about that right now and think about some green lawn, being able to lay out there in the perfect yard and enjoy it. But that takes work. Right, that takes that pre-thought process, the getting ready, the planning, and what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do for our garden? Are we gonna start with the lawn, or are we gonna get rid of the lawn completely? I like to start with the lawn and see where we can go. I'm thinking in a couple months here. You know, first thing, once the ground thaws, and maybe the ground's still thawed for you and you can think about it, but a couple months from now, getting a soil sample done, getting your soil tested so you can figure out what's actually there, right? See what's going on, see what we can do to get ahead. You know, that soil sample tells us what's going on there. What's the nitrogen level, the phosphorus level, the potassium levels? You know, what's the pH level? You know, for a lawn, we want a higher pH in the sixes. We want to have that 6.2 to 6.8 level versus having an acidic level. You know, a lot of areas in New England, and most of New England, is acidic. So right from the bat, what are we going to do? We're going to add lime. We're going to choose, do we want to do a fast-acting lime, or do we want to use the pelletized six-month-acting lime? You know, that's going to determine, you know, the soil sample is going to help you determine that. It's going to be able to tell you, all right, you have a really bad pH. This is what we got to do to fix it. Now, it's the same thing with plants, right? Different plants have different soil pHs. So you're going to need to know how the soil is. You know, like I said, we have very acidic soil. So we have more evergreens in New England, right? We like to have those evergreens to keep some of the winter color, if you will, by having something there other than sticks. So a lot of our areas are acidic. Perfect for evergreens. But if you want to get into growing some other plants, some perennials, some deciduous flowering plants, maybe you're going to look to get a little bit more alkaline type soil. And when I say alkaline, I mean closer to that 6.5. So alkaline means high, whereas acidic means low. Multiple ways to fix that, but getting your soil sample done on both, not just your lawn, but in your garden or your planting garden or your vegetable garden as well. So that's something we need to start thinking about for spring, once the ground starts to thaw, and get into that and really think about, all right, this is what I'm going to do, and get that plan ahead of time so that when spring hits, we don't get shocked like we did kind of last year, where spring hit early and we were just getting stuff down and getting things done. Let's plan ahead. Let's think about 2021 spring a lot easier than what we've dealt with and just in going by the seat of our pants. That's one thing we've learned from this pandemic, is kind of thinking things out, getting ahead of where we need to be for that next season, that next thing that's coming around. So those are some things to think about. If you have some questions, you can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.